Oh, yeah. Give it some gas. Motorcyclists are converging on the nation's capital this weekend for the DC Motorcycle Show. It's at the Washington Convention Center, and that event includes the exciting debut of all-electric motorcycles to DC. Joining us live in the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center to talk about it, Scott Harden, the Vice President of Global Marketing for Zero Motorcycles. He's a Hall of Fame member of the American Motorcyclists Association. Welcome to DC. We are excited to hear about electric motorcycles and all the cool technology that goes along with it. Tell us about everything we need to know and about your company as well.
Well, we're excited to be here. It's the first time that this new technology has been debuted here in the East Coast. It's an exciting time for our company. We're an American company based out of Santa Cruz, California, and we're the first to really introduce electric power plants into the mix when you start talking about the drive systems on motorcycles.
How do they work exactly? How does an electric motorcycle operate?
Well, the cool thing about electric motorcycles is there's zero emissions. They're very clean. There's energy everywhere to use that you can run them in. The energy costs are very low to run them. There's practically no maintenance with them. And the best thing about them is the experience that you get when you ride the bike. Because there's no transmission, there's no vibration, there's no noise, it's almost like a magic carpet ride when you get on the bike.
I wonder if some motorcyclists actually don't like that because they like to feel the vibration.
Right.
And the noise.
Some do. You know, obviously the dyed-in-the-wool Harley guys, you know, they're going to want their noise and everything else. But no matter where your background or where you come from, when you ride one of our bikes, it puts a smile on your face because it gives you that magic carpet ride type experience. One minute you're sitting there, it's making no noise, and the second you're just flying along with just the wind flying through your hair. It's very, very invigorating.
How long does the charge last? Obviously, a lot of questions that are perhaps similar to electric and hybrid cars come into the mix here. How long does the charge last, and where can you charge them? How often do you need to charge them?
Well, those are all good questions. Ours are the longest range bikes in the market. Actually, our top-of-the-line bikes are capable of over 137 miles on a single charge.
Wow.
Which is more than you can do on any type of day ride. It's great for commuting, great for short weekend rides, a lot of good stuff like that. Of course, it all depends on how you ride and how fast you go. You know, you can burn it up a little bit quicker, or you can extend it even further, depending on how aggressive you are in the throttle. Charging it is as easy as charging your cell phone. Plug it in anywhere, any 110 outlet, charge it. Normally, plug it in just like you do at night. You plug it in like your cell phone. In the morning, you get up, you take off on it, and away you go.
Speaking of cell phones, we understand there's some groundbreaking technology here that employs your cell phone. You can actually download an app and tune up your bike through your phone.
Absolutely. I mean, this new technology really deserves to be explored in all sorts of ways. And one of the ways we have is with the iPhone and Android technology that we've incorporated into the bikes. You can monitor all the systems on the bike through your phone. You can check on the state of charge. You can actually change the power characteristic with your phone. The motorcycle will actually talk to you. It's even going to call you up at times and ask you where you are because it's ready to go riding. So it's really a fun thing that we've incorporated into the bike to kind of enhance the experience. People are so used to using their phones for so many different applications these days. Why not on a motorcycle as well?
We opened up the segment with Born to be Wild. What kind of horsepower are we talking about here?
Well, these bikes are very, very powerful. You know, an electric motor makes 100% of its torque at the very first RPM. So the torque curve on our bikes is really phenomenal. And torque is what you feel when you feel acceleration. So we have tons of it. So our bikes are very fast off the line. There's no transmission, no shifting or clutch or any of that stuff to worry about. Just twist the throttle and go. It gets up to 100 miles an hour very, very quickly. And I put it in the category of any 600cc sport bike that's out in the market.
Real quickly, the cost range on these things?
Anywhere from $74.95 up to $15,995 for our top-of-the-line bike.
All right. You can check it out this weekend at the Washington Convention Center. What are the hours when people can come see this?
Yes, today it's from 3 to 8 p.m. To Saturday, 9:30 to 9 p.m. And I think on Sunday it's from 9 to 5.
Excellent. Scott, appreciate you coming by. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you very much.
That is Scott Harden, Vice President of Global Marketing for Zero Motorcycles. You can check out the electric bikes this weekend at the Washington Convention Center.